KW1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida residents repairing damage from Hurricane Milton, cleaning debris and trying to pick up the pieces. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Tampa on the 16 people in Florida who lost their lives.
As hurricanes go, Milton is unusual in that so many of the storm's fatalities, at least six, were caused by the tornadoes spun off by the storm. Near Fort Meade, a county employee clearing storm debris from a road was struck and killed. At least four other people were killed by falling trees after Milton had moved through.
There are still at least 2 million power outages across the state of Florida. With a little over 3 weeks until the election, both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been fielding questions about the hurricanes and the government's response to it on the campaign trail. An Israeli airstrike in central Beirut overnight, the deadliest in that city yet. Officials say at least 22 were killed. This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to a Japanese group whose mission is to rid the world of nuclear weapons. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local governments around Wisconsin are getting $1.5 billion in shared revenue from the state. Nearly $300 million of that is coming from the new shared revenue formula put in place last year. Another $10 million is coming from Wisconsin's new tax on cable TV. Some of the new shared revenue dollars are earmarked for first responders. Efforts to protect the Mississippi River Basin from farm runoff have largely failed. Misa Khan is the former policy director for the Mississippi River Network. She says there needs to be more collaboration between states.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
As much as 80% of the nitrogen flowing down the Mississippi comes from farms and livestock operations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Tim Walz, the Democratic candidate for vice president, will make his first campaign appearance in Northeast Wisconsin Monday. He'll visit Eau Claire in the morning and Green Bay in the afternoon. Details haven't been released. This is Walz's fifth campaign visit to the state and his first to the region. His running mate, Kamala Harris, was in Ripon recently. On the Republican side, Donald Trump appeared in Green Bay in April and J.D. Vance in De Pere in August. The city of Oshkosh is required to do another revaluation of commercial and residential properties to be in compliance with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue requirements. Councilmember DJ Nichols says he wants all the information before hiring an assessor.
This time around, I want to make sure that while it might still be painful and confusing to an extent, because they always are, that we're adequately protected if we end up in the same position we were in.
The council will vote on a contract for revaluation services at a future meeting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's the Packers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at noon. Green Bay rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing the Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray.
He's an athlete, man. A guy that can, you know, he's dangerous with his legs. A guy that can take it to the, you got to be in high account when he has the ball in his hands, because he can throw it over your head and he can run past you. So just we got to be dialed into that, man. Keep him in our visuals for sure.
The Badgers play at Rutgers tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers last night in preseason basketball. The Lakers won 107-102. Both LeBron and Giannis played. Bobby Portis led the Bucks with 23 points.
One thing I've done my whole career is just continue to get better each and every year, no matter what nobody says. So my biggest thing this summer was get in the gym and just work. I worked every day of my life this summer like a madman, bro, and just want my work to show on the court.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
One more fairly warm day today, and then fall is going to kick in a very big way here over the weekend. A little breezy, partly cloudy, 76 today, tonight 43, tomorrow mostly cloudy, 61. By Sunday, scattered showers with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing, and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sean Blaschka and Bill Beaudry from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society team for Freaky Friday. And it's also a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr comes by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning. It is Football Friday. The Green Bay Packers will be taking the field at the historic Lambeau Field. But ladies and gentlemen, let's hearken back. Hearken back to a young man growing up on the dusty streets of San Marco, Texas. A young man who dreamed of gridiron glory. The top quarterback in the state of Texas. He could go anywhere he wanted. He was offered inducements. Cars, money, women, you name it. But he turned them all down. He turned them down to go to the state of Utah. Brigham Young University, the bastion of turning out NFL quality quarterbacks. This young man from those dusty plains of Texas aspired to be a Heisman Trophy winner. And that he did. The most select group of athletes in the country.
No, it's just...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, former Heisman Trophy winner and the man who taught Brett Favre how to read a playbook. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyrone Detmer.
All right. Woo! Welcome, Ty.
Appreciate it.
How you doing?
That might be the most far-fetched introduction ever, but it was good.
Which part was wrong? Yeah. San Marcos, Texas, BYU?
I don't know. Cars, money, women, all those. Yeah.
Well, you would have turned them down if you were.
They were offered.
I got to tell you just one quick thing, though, Todd. I was reading your bio or whatever. There's something in there that I'd never seen before. And it said he attended Brigham Young University because of their no alcohol policy. Okay. And with that being said, so you go there because of a no alcohol policy. You come to Green Bay and you hang out with me and Eric Hansen at the 50-yard line.
You had to make up for lost time.
I still didn't drink, though.
I know. You hang out with us?
He's a high-character guy.
Ty Detmer, man, what a pleasure to have you on. I know we were supposed to be on last week, and this is so ironic. So Don Majkowski filled in for you last week, and Don was supposed to be this week, but he can't do it because he's having rotator cuff surgery. You couldn't do last week because of why?
I had rotator cuff surgery.
Really?
No. Yeah. Tell them how you did it.
Oh, no.
Well, I coach high school football down here in the Phoenix area, American Leadership Academy, and I was running scout team quarterback. I pulled on a zone read, turned the corner, the safety came at me, I put out a stiff arm, and something popped in my shoulder. So, you know, I'm
So did you?
It sucks getting old.
Oh,
I'll tell you that.
Man, that's something. Well, Ty, it's so good to talk to you. And, you know, we were talking, we had Ted Stefaniak here a few minutes ago, and we were talking about when we used to shoot games on the sidelines, you know, right next to you guys. And when you're up in the stands, you don't understand the violence of that game. But first of all, and I know you've been asked 8 million times about him and everything like that, but when Mikowski were talking about Favre, and he said when he walked, he thought he was like a tight end or something like that. Your first impressions of Brett Favre when he first walked into the locker room?
Well, be nice.
He was a character, you know. He was the entertainer. He had all the guys laughing all the time. You know, he probably didn't look like the golden boy at the time. I think he was probably 240 pounds and not in the best shape for off-season workouts. But, you know, he ended up overcoming some of those things and working hard and becoming the Hall of Famer that he is.
So. What a quarterback room you had, though. Brett Favre, Mark Brunell, and yourself. Oh, and what's his name? From the Cardinals, who is an NFL Hall of Famer.
Kurt Warner. Yeah. Was there. They had Jim McMahon at one time, Doug Peterson, Mike McCoy. You know, Holmgren came in, had Mariucci, you know, awesome coaching staff, and then you know, kind of put a premium on quarterbacks at that time. And unfortunately, none of us ever got to play because Brett never got hurt.
Yeah, it's true. Well, he got hurt, but he still played.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good to talk to you, Ty. I remember that I went to a practice back in the day and just happened to be where you had, I think you were four deep at the time, and I'm trying to remember again, who was that?
Well, it was Mark Brunell.
We had Brunell.
Who became AFC Offensive Player of the Year with Jacksonville.
Yep. And then you had Kurt Warner.
Was in camp, too, you know, at that time.
Who was, Ty? Who was the last one you mentioned?
Ken O'Brien.
Oh, Ken O'Brien. Yeah, that's right. That's right, from the Jets.
Yeah. I remember watching Kurt Warner. I'm thinking to myself, this guy looks like he was just
lost.
That guy's not going to make it.
I remember one time we were sitting in the locker room. He's just sitting
overwhelmed.
And I wanted to interview. I was doing a story, and all the quarterback goes, "Oh, you don't want to talk to me. I'm probably only going to be here for another 2 days or so. I'm going to get cut." And he was just like, he had no hope of whatever.
His mind
becomes
made
a Hall of Famer, basically. Unbelievable that room you guys had.
Yeah, it was a fun time for sure. You know, a young coaching staff and then a bunch of young QBs, you know, to Ron Wolf and Holmgren's credit, they kept young guys because, like I said, when O'Brien came in, I figured that was the writing on the wall for me when they drafted Brunell, and they ended up letting Ken go, who was supposed to be the veteran to teach Brett and do all those things and be the guy to kind of hold it together if everything fell apart. And they ended up letting him go at the end of training camp and kept Brett a third-year player, me a second year, and Mark a rookie, you know. So it was probably rolling the dice a little bit.
We were Ty Detmer, former Packer quarterback, of course, Heisman Trophy winner from BYU.
Tough business you were in. Hey, tell me about life now. You said you're coaching. You're down in Gilbert, Arizona. We loved you when you were here, and you're still, your name is still, you know, when you bring it up, everybody knows you. But what's life like now?
And by the way, Jim thinks your kids hung out together.
Hey, Noel, did you... Like I have a daughter who's 31. Is she 32? Anyway, and we would go to this like jungle gym. And you were there with your kids, and we didn't. You know, I wanted to leave you. I didn't want people bothering me. No, I'm just kidding.
You told Ty several times, "Hey, are you Jim Schmidt, the mayor? I don't want to be bothered."
The advanced team got there 3 weeks.
No, I just remember seeing you with your kids there, and I always thought that was really cool. That as busy as you are, as popular as you were, you would go and play at this little jungle gym, and I was sitting right next to you. We didn't know each other, but how are your kids doing today?
Doing great. My oldest daughter, Kaylee, she was probably, you know, three at the time or four.
Right.
And I had two daughters born there, Kaylee and Aubrey, in Green Bay. And then, so Kaylee's got four kids living in Idaho.
Awesome.
So we got four grandkids out of her. And then Aubrey's in the Utah area, and she just had her first baby about a month ago.
Well, congrats.
So, five grandkids and two younger daughters that are... One's married, one's getting married in about 3 weeks, and so we're empty nesters, just enjoying life.
Better heal that wing pretty quick, man.
Good
for you. That's awesome. Hey, true or false on some of the legend stories between you and Favre? Is it true that when Mariucci used to give you guys a written test, like the night before the game, Brett would whisper to you, it's like, what's the answer? And you'd always give him the wrong answer?
Nice guy.
No, the stories get bigger as they go.
Yeah, so. What do we know that? Especially when they come through Mino.
There was one time where we had to turn in to Mike Holmgren one of our 10 favorite plays for that week, so that, you know, if Brett went down, he had a list of plays that I felt comfortable with, or whoever's, you know, the quarterbacks were. And so one week, Brett forgot to do his, so Mariucci took mine, put Brett's name on it, and gave it to Holmgren. Holmgren came up to me, I think it was on the plane. He was looking at him, and he's like, "Hey, did you do your page for plays?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I have it. I'll get it for you." And so he comes back and he's like, "You're lying. I know these are your plays, because I'm sure Brett had like all shot home run, you know, bomb plays, and I had all the completions and, you know, underneath stuff." So it was, I'm sure it looked nothing like what Brett normally had.
That's awesome. You know what I remember about early training camps with you guys? So Ty, you, like, always, and that's always, and I'm pulling so good, you always seem to go to the right man. I mean, you'd read the defense, you'd put the right, the guy was open, that type of thing. And in Holmgren's offense, there was always going to be somebody open, it seemed like. But Brett would not throw it to that guy, but he would throw it so hard, he would almost, like, throw it right through the defensive back. The wrong, and Holmgren wanted to yell at him, but he still completed it. Wouldn't you agree that's how it was early on? Because he didn't have a clue about reading the defenses.
Well, 100%. You know, I mean, I played at BYU where we were wide open and had a real similar type of offense. And then, you know, Brett was that guy that would just, you know, you have to look from Holmgren's perspective. He had Joe Montana and Steve Young, you know, two of probably the smarter guys that just high completion percentage, ran the offense. And then you got Brett, that the ball was going anywhere, you know, that maybe it shouldn't go, but it was getting there. And he's probably, you know, wanting to pull his hair out, like, what is this guy looking at? But, hey, we're winning games, so I better leave him alone here. So, to Holmgren's credit, he allowed him to do some of those things that were unorthodox in the offensive system at the time. So, and then Brett just, you know, got more and more comfortable, became better and better with it, but still had the ability to fit one in there when needed.
That's incredible. I'll tell you, you guys had a good buffer with Steve Mariucci.
He probably took a lot of heat from Holmgren behind the scenes, I'm sure, but he was awesome. He's probably one of my favorite coaches of all time. You know, we had Andy Reid on the staff, Gruden, some great football coaches, but Mooch was kind of our guy that was the buffer between Holmgren and the quarterbacks, and he, you know, he allowed Brett to play and to grow, but kept it fun to where he didn't just beat him down when things weren't going good.
All right, we're talking with Ty Detmer, of course, former Green Bay Packer. Boy, how many Packers, Eagles, Lions? Who am I missing?
49ers. Falcons. Yeah. Ended up bouncing around.
That's all right. We're with Ty Detmer. We're going to sit in a quick 1 minute break. We're back right after this. Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2024.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years' experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And don't forget, if you'd like to help out the folks in North Carolina and Georgia and Florida from hurricanes, you can do that on our website, civicmedia.us/help. For the hurricane relief, all the organizations on there have been vetted. Again, that is civicmedia.us/help. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt with Dennis Peters.
And Ty Detmer. This segment brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. You went over there to watch the game Sunday, right?
A couple times.
Had a good time?
Yeah, great food, great service. Yes, that was fun.
What was your favorite food? What'd you have?
The cheeseburger. I forgot the name of it. He calls it...
He calls it the Jim Schmidt.
No. No.
A mouthful of mayor.
That's where the... Oh, geez. Okay. Anyway, it's a great place. Yes, I love it.
Burkle's One Block Over. You got to stop over there. Friday night, tonight after the high school football games, watching the Badger game on Saturday, Packer in the NFL on Sunday. Somebody playing on Monday night by the name of Aaron Rodgers. Great place to go to watch the game.
And don't forget, like, he's got that semi. They're filling it up for the relief down there. So if you've got some stuff, bottled water, canned food, whatever, stop on down, see if they're still taking it, load up those trucks, and he's getting them down.
And Kevin was planning on driving down himself and delivering stuff to the hurricane victims.
Did you say when he's leaving?
Depending on when they got it filled up, he was thinking about maybe another truck and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, great. But always cash donations, too, or whatever checks, whatever you do. But he said, they want to just really help him out.
Ty Detmer, our very, very special guest, Glam Band Dennis.
So, Ty, I'm always curious. What's it like? I mean, after spending 14 years in the NFL, you've been beaten up a bit. What's the body and the mind like? I mean, how do you live, man? Are you okay? Are you good?
Well, at the time, you want to be playing every snap and be that guy. And now looking back, after being a backup, you know, predominantly your whole career, it's like, not too bad. I can walk around. I got no problems. I got to quit stiff arming my high school guys. But other than that, you know, life's good for me and feel good. The body's in good shape. I don't know about the mind. You'll have to ask my wife on that one, but I feel like everything's good and able to do all the things that I'd like to do. So it's been good.
How do you stiff arm a guy? I mean, honest to Pete, did you have the gear on? You got your Rydell helmet back on there?
No, that was the problem. I had no gear on, so I kind of had to protect myself a little bit. Bad angle, I guess.
Oh, that'd make the guy drop into 20
the worst,
right there.
The worst injury you've ever had was in a t-shirt and shorts against the high school team.
Pretty much.
Wow. Put that in your book, my friend.
And that's after going that. Yeah, one thing I just want to bring up, though, you guys knocked off what I still think might be the greatest college football team I've ever seen, that University of Miami team.
Yes, sir.
With Russell Maryland and all those guys.
Yeah, they had some guys back then. They were kind of the Alabama, Georgia of college football.
Ray Lewis,
The Rock.
Got him to Provo. The Rock was on the team. I think he was a freshman, but they had Ryan McNeil, and they were pretty loaded. So Darren Smith and track group. So it was a fun night in Provo that night.
I'll bet.
And you got wild after the game in Provo.
So. We sure loved you here, as I'm sure you played for a number of other teams. Where's your loyalty? Do you follow anybody? Do you like
good
them
question.
All? And
you know, people ask me that all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
And I played for so many teams. I have, I pull for a lot of the teams I played for. Bay was probably my favorite place. Just the tradition, the hunting and fishing and football, and that was me. You know, so great time to be there. Great staff, great team, and it's kind of one of those things. I hated to leave at the time, but I knew if I didn't, I'd probably never get a chance to play because Brett was the man, and never injured or never out of the game, and kind of felt like for a career opportunity, if I was ever going to see if I could play in the NFL, I needed to probably leave and branch out a little bit. But that was a great time for me and my wife and our family, being in Green Bay and one of my favorite places for sure.
Cool. Speaking of the outdoors, remember the time I took you out with a guy duck hunting, trying to teach you how to do a duck call?
Here, duck. Right. Here, duck.
Yeah. Oh, so we had some good times. It was a lot of fun back then.
We took over the state champion duck caller to teach him how to duck call.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So the you're in Gilbert, which is,
how hot
Arizona,
is it?
But they're up here. That's who we're playing this weekend is
the Cardinals.
Yeah. It's the Cardinals. And just what if? Would you go with the over under?
Gosh, you can't do that.
Okay,
Todd.
All right.
Todd. What's
I don't even know what it is. I don't pay you that close attention.
Oh, all right. Thinking.
Control your people.
Johnny and I go out there every Thursday and we
but
just
whatever
talk.
We win, if we do win, it goes to charity.
That is true. That is true.
Right, right.
We're non-profit bettors.
We just got to find somebody to fund us when we don't win.
Okay, go ahead. You can ask him. He's not
no,
in the
he's
NFL
one
anymore.
Here. No, he doesn't want to do that.
All right, just give it to him.
Okay, Packers on the it's over. 49 and a half.
Packers and the over.
49 and a half.
40. 49. 49. 49, oh, 49 tie.
Ooh, man.
I know, right?
Arizona's not playing real well on the road. I don't know. The Packers love, big second half, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm not a betting man. So
all right. I'll take it at that.
Whatever I say is the opposite.
He's Mormon. It's against his religion.
Right.
Well. It'll probably turn into a shootout, but I don't think it will be, but it probably will turn into one.
I gotta give Murray credit though for Arizona's quarter. That is the shortest quarter. That is the smallest quarter. He's well built, but that is the shortest quarterback I've ever seen in the NFL, isn't it, Ty?
He is. Well, Flutie was shorter, I think, but he. People always. I was always a short quarterback at 6 foot, and now some of these guys are coming in, and I'm like, man, I would have been right there. I would have been tall now.
You would have been eating peanuts off the top of their head.
One of our favorite, the Arizona, but remember we brought Nathan Poole up here
for
that?
Yeah.
And that was just great. And you're the owner of the Cardinals is one of the nicest guys. I don't know how you get along with him, but he was just very good to us in Green Bay. And if there's a second favorite team I have, it's the Cardinals. I'm not kidding. I like them too for some reason.
Maybe because ASU when I went to school there.
Well, they got pretty cool swag, too.
Oldest team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Good call. Well, Ty, we're going to be wrapping it up here. Just one last time. Just, playing in Green Bay, when you look back on it, what do you appreciate?
Yeah, just great memories. Mark and Brunel and I still keep in touch. Texted Brett yesterday on his birthday. A lot of good times. Probably the perfect place to go right out of college. With you don't have to worry about trying to find a place to live and a subway system or getting to practice. It's all right there. And we had great memories there in Green Bay. Still keep in touch with Eric Hansen there from the old 50-yard line. Some of our friends that we made while we were in the community there. So you guys were always fun to work with and kept things interesting off the field. So great time in life for us at that time.
Well, Ty Detmer, awesome. I can't tell you how enjoyable it is talking to you again, my friend.
Hey, recover well.
You too. Always good to catch up. So.
Thank you, my friend. Say hello to your beautiful wife.
And kids.
Yep.
And grandkids.
All right. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care, Ty. Ty Detmer, man, that's always fun having a guy like that on, isn't it? Just outstanding. We got to set a quick break. When we come back, Courtney Paulson, Height Puppet Parlor, live music series, live music coming your way right here, right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A teenage inmate of Wisconsin's prison for boys is pleading not guilty to two felonies and a counselor's death this summer. Donald Trump has claimed the Biden-Harris administration let more than 400,000 convicted criminals into the U.S. But is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
In Prairie du Chien, Donald Trump claimed Kamala Harris let in over 425,000 convicted criminals. However, ICE says that figure covers non-citizens convicted of crimes over the past 40 years, both before and after entering the U.S. Most of these individuals entered before the Biden administration. Research shows undocumented immigrants are not more likely than native-born Americans to commit crimes. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch.
This is Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Seven community projects in Northeast Wisconsin will receive funding from the non-state grant program managed by the State Building Commission. Some of the projects funded are the reconstruction of the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse Barn in Door County, a renovation at the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass, the Green Bay Public Market, and Menominee U Waskwegan Language Center. In total, seven projects are bringing $5 million to the area. The Oshkosh Area School District is considering a $195 million referendum to the ballot in April. Superintendent Dr. Brian Davis told the school board he's encouraged by the feedback he's gotten thus far.
Community members are encouraged to join us at upcoming sessions to share their thoughts and help shape the future of education across our community.
There will be a community feedback sessions at Menominee Elementary on Wednesday evening at 6:30 and Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. at the Oshkosh Downtown YMCA. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Guy Ritchie is attempting to line up some heavy hitters for his new project. The director of films like Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is in talks with Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Tom Hardy to star in his new series for Paramount Plus, tentatively called Guy Ritchie's The Associate. Deadline.com reports that the hour-long drama will tell the story of two generations of gangsters in the UK. There is no release date yet set. Martin Scorsese is getting on in years and makes very long films. The 81-year-old director has been in this racket for 60 years and says he has no intention of slowing down. Deadline reports that Scorsese has put his project about Frank Sinatra on hold while he works on a movie about Jesus. The director says he was inspired to tell the story of Jesus after meeting the Pope at Vatican City last year. He says he is hoping God gives him strength to finish both films. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you
ever... Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
One more fairly warm day today, and then fall is going to kick in a very big way here over the weekend. Little breezy, partly cloudy, 76 today, tonight 43. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 61. By Sunday, scattered showers with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It'll be a fantastic TGIF Friday. Brady Ewing and Peter Rapine with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. What a special treat having Ty Detmer joining us. That was a lot of fun. Teddy Stefaniak, Mark Houston, Lisa Hale, and Courtney Paulson will be joining us as a part of our Heights Pub and Parlor live music
series.
And
let's talk about them for a second. As fall settles in, check out our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, right down the road here at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. For a warm atmosphere, excellent service, and top-notch food. They do have awesome food.
Awesome food.
That you've had this, but enjoy a superb lunch or dinner, savory in a signature panini. You like that?
Yeah, love it.
The Prime Angus Burger, I like that. Or their feature plate. Grab a cold beverage or cocktail with happy hour specials Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6. Even join them for happy hour specials during the Badger football games and, of course, the Green Bay Packer home games. They've got their drink specials, and they're awesome. Their second-story parlor offers the best space for hosting a private event or party. For more information, go to Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com.
Great place to go for lunch. Great place. Dennis, welcome our guest, Courtney Paulson.
Courtney, how are you?
I'm great.
We haven't seen you since last time, which is the first time. Yeah. So here, Amanda brought you in and whatnot,
and yes,
this is awesome because I love when she gets involved because she brings in people I've not met before.
Absolutely,
You know, it's the restraining orders do what they do.
Yeah,
and
they do. Yeah.
But so we were just talking during the break that you're not an original from the area. You're from Minnesota.
Yes.
Tell us about that and your upbringing and all of that.
Yes. Jay. So born and raised Minnesota. My childhood was in Princeton, which is about 45 minutes north of the cities. And then in my 20s, when I graduated, I spent about 10 years in Minneapolis, went to college in St. Paul. And then I moved to Green Bay about 6 years ago, and I love it. It's great.
How's the music scene, the local music scene here?
It's great. People respond very well to original and cover bands, and they're hungry for it. You know, it's a great time.
Did you know of Milo Music when you were over in the cities?
I was not familiar.
Pretty cool thing though, right?
Yes. Now I'm familiar.
Right. And they got the award for the best event in the state.
Yes.
And of course, Dennis got the award for the best male
vocalist,
which is very cool.
It's awesome.
I paid a lot of money for that.
It's great to hear you say though, that you think the music scene, cause we kind of get overshadowed a little bit by sports once in a while. And it's really nice to have people like you move here and feel really embraced.
Embrace the area. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, it's great. You know, there's a lot of support and there's a lot of opportunity.
There is.
We like that. Small venues, larger venues, you know, do you have some
favorites?
We love
to support people like
favorites.
Yourself.
Oh boy. I have a handful of favorites. Stadium View for sure.
Cool.
I mean, high energy. Badger State is awesome.
And what a good
breweries
group.
Are totally my thing too. That's
excellent.
My favorite.
So. Big shout out to Badger State. I work at a homeless shelter. They come and volunteer every weekend. So that's a cool group of people and a younger crowd, right?
A little bit?
I mean,
yes. Younger kind of vibe. Let's see.
Well, that's great that you love playing in that stuff. And what's your kind of genre? What's your music? Do you write it or do you?
I write that. That's like my main goal is just original music. With the covers, it ranges from, I like to say, soul pop, alternative. I love like the 90s alternative. A little bit of country, but it's usually like a soul pop, R&B.
I can't wait to hear. That sounds awesome.
That's one I was listening to. You have a really versatile voice, and that's awesome. It's amazing. I think you can plug into anything that you want to. I enjoy listening to your music. I was listening yesterday, and I just love it. The voice quality that you have, the way you can throw your voice around into different sounds. It's not just notes. It's feel. There's a love. There's a texture to it that you do. And it's just amazing. And I'm just really excited to have this opportunity to speak with you today. This is awesome.
Well, and that's why I think it's so cool with like the covers. You know, even for me in the beginning, like doing cover music wasn't my main focus. But like it's added so much to me with creating my own music because I sing songs. When I do covers, I'm singing music that I wouldn't normally sing.
Sure.
You know, genres and things. So it's getting me out of my comfort zone and I don't know if you can relate with that.
As I'm nodding my head, yes.
Yeah, so it's been, I'm very thankful for that part of it for sure, you know.
Oh, man. But, yeah. So I know Minneapolis in the Green Bay, Appleton markets, there's some similarities there because they're both tremendous music markets.
Yeah.
You know, it's different here, I think, a little bit in Wisconsin here because people, the crowd, if you will. They're more into hearing songs they're familiar with. Minneapolis, on the other hand, is like, we want to hear original music. And believe me, I used to get some grief back in the day in college for that, you know, because we played cover music. And it's like, you guys, you stand on your own 2 feet. And I'm glad that you do.
Yeah.
And the area is slowly coming around to that. Some of the pubs that you're talking about, some of the smaller coffee shops, stuff like that, that's all they're about is the original material. And thank goodness that that's the case. You know, so it's kind of slowly growing, and you're doing a large part in that as well as helping grow original music in the area. Yeah.
And Jim has to ask you a question that he asks everybody because okay. This is something he always likes to investigate.
I'm always interested in mentors or somebody. Yeah. I mean, I would assume Prince, but I don't know that. I mean,
Bob Dylan?
No, I'm just saying that she lived close to Prince, yes, and he's from Minneapolis.
Yes.
You know. So that, but who influenced you? Or did you have a teacher? Or was it a musician?
So there was musical influence in my family. My grandma was a songwriter
and
singer,
cool.
But mainly a songwriter. And so at a young age, you know, she influenced me and my mom to start doing like the State Fair talent show in Minnesota and like the county fairs, because that's what they would always do. And my mom was a dancer. My grandma was a songwriter. So that's what they did for years.
You had some talent in the gene pool.
Yeah, you're growing up in that environment.
Yes.
You know, that's
so
pretty cool.
There was that push, you know, when I was young. And then I continued that since, you know, like grade school up until. So just being in front of people and performing. And then, but what really got me songwriting was an artist I look up to, Alanis Morissette.
Oh man.
And Jewel. I was a big fan of Jewel, but Alanis Morissette.
I love them both.
Sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Talented. But yeah.
Cool.
So. All
right. Are you going to play I'm Here?
I'm Here. Right,
and I'm back to remind you of the mess you made when you went away.
Yeah, let's go back to Courtney.
Just thought I'd throw it out
there. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was not Courtney. Yeah. So that
happened, though.
Yes, it did. I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner.
All right. You see our producer strumming.
It's my warm-up.
Our producer wants you to play.
Yeah, it was a slap in the face.
For a lot of reasons.
If you need...
And that's as far as I'm going to go with that.
Thank you.
Thank God. Right. If you need an opening act, though, you can talk to John. Maybe he'll show up on the road with you.
So what would you like to do today?
Courtney Paulson.
Your own songs?
I'll start with an original.
Awesome.
It's called Yellow. So it was on the little promo video
Excellent.
Yesterday.
Yes.
So.
I may have lost track of time, it was short, but the moment felt right. Woke up from a bad dream, felt like heat, your hands around my neck. You were all mine, felt like July, November. Cotton candy skies turned to rain. No trace of honeybee or flowers. Darkness sets, all I feel is pain. Why did you push away? Why did you push away? Yellow was a favorite color, and now I turn it off when I'm someplace. Told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away. And now I'm left feeling used. A convenience was all I was to you. You mess with my head, alone in my bed. Mad at myself, why did I let you in? How could you push away? How could you push away? Yellow was a favorite color. Now I turn it off when I'm someplace. You told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away. And favorite color. Now I turn it off when I someplace. You told me you felt something special. To never lose the love. Yellow was a favorite color. And now I turn it off when I'm someplace. You told me you felt something special. To never lose the love. And I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. It's kind of ironic here. You said about yellow being the favorite cover. We always have our text highlighted in yellow, and I'm just going to read what's highlighted in yellow. OMG in caps. I totally love this singer. Where is she playing?
Oh, my gosh.
That was going to be my next question.
There you go.
So tonight at Waters Front in Suamico.
Oh, absolutely.
At 7:30. And this Sunday, first and goal. On the east side. I'll be there at 4:30. So.
Oh, great.
Right. There's a football reference. You guys are going to be neighbors this evening.
That's right. We'll be in Suamico for the high school football game.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great voice.
Thank you.
And how do we follow you?
So,
tell me again.
On social media, just Courtney Paulson Music, or my website, CourtneyPaulson.com.
Paulson with an O.
Yes,
I say that because I have Paulsons in my family with an E.
Yeah.
All right. I thought for a second we might be related.
In the UP, they're with an A.
Okay, let's confuse our listeners a little bit more.
No, Paulson with an O.
Okay. Yeah, good point. P-A-L, Paul and Son.
Yes.
Paul and Son.
Yes.
S-O-N. Excellent.
Okay.
Did you develop your voice? I we're talking about your mom and grandma talent.
Yes.
Did you inherit some of that, or did you work on this? Or
The influence from the family was really the performing aspect, but the singing, I was singing ever since I can remember. I'd go, my grandma worked in the hospital in the kitchen, and she was, with these older people in hospice, and I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I'd wander away because she was watching me, and I'd be bored while she's working, and then I'm like, interested, walking down the hallways, and I'd see, these people just hanging out in their rooms, some lonely, whatever. I'd go in there and have conversations with them, and when they were upset, sad, I didn't know how to respond, so I'd just start singing. And for me,
cool.
I grew up in church, and for me, Hallelujah was just a favorite. And I would just start singing Hallelujah, and how people react and that connection, is much bigger than money, popular, all that stuff. And I found that out at a young age, and I just kept singing,
That's a phenomenal story.
It's my escape,
And not only an escape, though, but this is where you belong.
Yeah, it's a purpose thing for me, sure. It feels that way.
We've had musicians in here, and, I don't know if there's driven, there's this purpose, I always talk about a purpose-driven life,
yes.
And that's what it is for you.
Absolutely.
I love that story about going into this. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, for a child of that age, it just...
Right.
Right! That.
Not even think about anxiety or thoughts.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. You must be touched by God somehow,
But, that's one of my favorites, too, that I sing, Hallelujah.
Heard there was a
chord
David played, and it pleased the Lord.
We'll love you back when you
What do you think? Did you hear Leonard Cohen a little bit coming through your headphones?
Yes.
John, you're giving me a minor lift right now, actually.
I'm pretty sure I heard her say security.
Right. Yeah. Help. Yeah.
We're sending an advance man next
time. Wow. Okay.
We got to put that on tape sometime for you. You should really do that.
Yes,
that'd be awesome.
I could. I was going to say, Bob Dylan, of course, was up on the range, Hibbing.
Yes.
Actually, his uncle turned me down for a job at Zimmerman Electronics.
What did you think?
Oh,
yes.
Look what it did for you, though.
There you go. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
But up there, this kind of music was really huge. And I think it was a little bit of the Dylan influence. It wasn't the hardcore rock and roll. It was a little bit more of this. I don't know if this transcended to the Twin Cities, or the Twin Cities, this type, transferred up there. But this was really popular in Minnesota, this kind of music.
Yes, absolutely. Like that folk singer-songwriter. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So totally. Very cool. All right, stick around. We're going to have you do another performance. Is that cool?
Yes.
Courtney Paulson, just phenomenal. Brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor, our live music series with glam band Dennis. Back right after this.
Goodbye.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think it's like rain.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, Glam Band Dennis, Courtney Paulson with our Heights Pub and Parlor live music series.
In the house. Thank you for being here. That is yes. Just great music. And you're very talented, but writing is really your, I don't know, I don't call it your strength, but
it's the backbone of what you do. The backbone, huh?
Yeah, totally. And it's what I, my main focus ultimately is what I'd love to do is perform my own music and tour, you know. Right now, what makes the money is the covers, and I really enjoy that. But right when I graduated high school, I wrote an album and did a release party actually at First Avenue in their 7th Street entry, the small room, so Prince's old venue.
Right, yeah. Right.
And yeah, things were going cool. Well, and then I kind of got derailed a little bit and kind of, you know, fell into like the covers and ended up loving it, and it helped me develop myself as an artist a lot, though, so it was great. But now I'm getting back into original, and so now that things have mellowed out, I'm hoping to drop an album. A goal would be this spring.
Wow.
You know, cool. So, cool. Yeah.
Courtney, you were asking how we found out about you, right?
Yes.
You were asking me about that, and it literally was Amanda going through social media, and she said it was a cold call. Like, she saw your stuff and said, we got to get her on.
Sweet.
So, that's how it worked out.
Thank you.
Amanda, you're awesome.
I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, this is great.
Yes.
So that's a beautiful piece of wood you have there in front
Thank
of you,
you,
by the way. I just
Thank
want to
you.
Say that. The Breedlove is a fantastic guitar.
Yes.
So there's two ways I want to go with this. I'm so curious about your songwriting, where your ideas come from, and also how far along are you in the songwriting process for your new album? And I guess, where do the song ideas come from? What is it that motivates you to put your brain and your power and your energy and your feelings into songs?
Honestly, struggle. Like when I'm really struggling, you know, with something or trying to, I don't know, just dissect it and go through my feelings. I mean, that's really what it is for me. So I'm really good at writing sad stuff, you know.
I know what
but
you mean.
But that's usually when people, you know,
Absolutely.
Go to art, you know,
and
when
relate
it's,
to.
When it's, you know, yeah, they
up,
relate
and
to.
And you gave up on country?
Yeah. No, but.
Got my dog back.
The
Got my house back.
The whole concept of the album is there. And the music part is mainly all there. The song ideas are all there. I just have to finish lyrics on about half of the songs. I'm thinking for sure 8 songs, but it's probably going to be 10. And I am the goal is I'm going to be recording, mixing, doing this whole thing by myself. And this will be my first project completely by myself. So that's what I'm kind of waiting for to make sure I'm feeling good about it. You know.
And one thing you mentioned during the break, you just taught yourself how to play guitar fairly recently.
Yeah, about a year. Yeah, playing. Yeah, I mean, I could play a couple basic chords, but really playing, you know, for a solid hour, even, you know, and especially three. Yeah, this is... Yeah, this last year is where I really learned.
There's a talent in strumming and strumming patterns and whatnot too. You know, in transitioning, you're freeing your hands up to do different things at the same time. To put that all together in that amount of time, nobody would know the difference.
That's phenomenal. That's amazing. Phenomenal original stuff. Can't wait for the album. You got to come back when that drops.
Yes.
But can we hear a little Alanis?
Alanis, oh my gosh! What I have prepared is a different cover.
Okay.
It's "Stay With Me" by Sam Smith.
So. Okay. Nice. That works. Okay. Great song.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm only human. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Or won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look, gain some self-control. Deep down, I know this never works. You can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This love is clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Oh, yeah. Stay with me, cause you're all I need. This love is clear to see, but darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay with me, cause you're all I need. This in love is clear to see, but darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay with me?
Wow. Wow.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That just happened, ladies and gentlemen.
That was phenomenal.
Courtney Paulson in the
Once
house.
Again, Waterfront tonight.
It's at 7:30, and then First and Goal on Sunday at 4:30.
Outstanding. Fantastic.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
social
it.
Social media, how do we follow you? How do we get a hold
Courtney
of you?
Courtney Paulson Music, Facebook, Instagram. I always post my usually weekly or bi-weekly schedule. And then CourtneyPaulson.com.
PAULSON.
Yes,
we
correct.
We can do that.
Courtney, thank you so much. Really enjoyed having you here. Tremendous talent.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Dennis, where are you guys tonight?
Nowhere.
Oh.
We're in Neillsville on tomorrow night, though. Neillsville Street Dance.
Okay.
Middle of nowhere.
Where else this weekend?
Neillsville. That's it. Filling in with Whiskey Ditch, though, at Al Johnson's in Door County tonight,
I got a relationship with Neillsville. That's an awesome community.
It is. Beautiful.
You guys are going to have a good time there.
It's a great time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for a phenomenal week. Hope you have a tremendous weekend. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, it's our Music Day edition with a treat for your ears. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Let's sing out loud. It's good for your health.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sunday mornings at 11 on WGBW and WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.